ambassador, have the greatest sympathy for, we know this, oh, it carries your country apart. And, you know, unfortunately, I suppose we have a lot of, you know, how you feel about it.
Was the president, really anxious that I should, comment, convince, meetings that we should see? He also wanted me to express the deep position of the establishment. This was a better situation because of the hostile West Army, the government, and the...
There's still some hostile press, everybody's trying to get us involved. But, we have, it's my personal, decision, and, as far as we're concerned, this is a problem that deeply, deeply worries your country and your president. We're not going to bash, we just want you to hold your hand on the car. That's something. What would you do with this idea of jumping in and trying to judge other people with their hands and their internal problems? It's not right, it's not correct. So what would you do with, you know, as you said,
he said that both of the God would be with the condition of the future. What is the present situation, what is the future for them, so that before it is announced, he would like this to be known to you.
Fine.
He said that it should be made quite clear that he looks at the solution, not in the military sense, but only in the different situation. That has been his approach in the past, and that will be his approach. We have to find a critical solution, not a critical solution. He said, I have not worked for a critical solution, I have worked for a critical solution first. And every move which he has made in the last 2 years about this election. The break came, sir, because in the last stages it became quite clear that what was being wanted, even before the assembly was convened and met, was virtual separation and a break from the country. And the president's reaction was, I can't stand. Your own mandate is not for separation. You have fought this election with a powerful military people, but the mandate is for autonomy, for the largest share in political partnership, for economic management, certainly not separation. And he said, I'm a soldier, I am not the one to give you separation. If you want separation, you will fight your battle. You will predict that. But don't expect a soldier to give you a separation without even you going to be nauseous. And that's the only thing for sure. And in the last round, which took place on the 24th, actually they suggested that there should be confederation. And the constitutional advisor of President's team said that this is the confrontation can be between two sovereign countries. We are working for a federal type of constitution, very loose one, with a very large range of decentralization in our favor, but certainly not confrontation. So when he became convinced that the move was for separation, and every effort has failed, and in the meantime there was complete crisis of the government. There was a complete collapse of it. He felt compelled. There was atrocities being committed. Arson, it was a very large scale. He said he had no option of working with the army to control the situation. About the future, he said that my plan says that I want to hand more power to the he said he doesn't want to hold any elections, public elections. The existing elections will be to his benefit. And apart from a dozen people against whom they will be appealing, if they were for the session, the rest of the Awami League can continue to be members of the National Assembly and members of the Punjab Assembly, as long as they do not insist on retaining their title as the Awami League or the party as the Awami League as the friend. But they can continue to be members and form government either as separate group or as independents, whatever the conditions. And the idea is to transfer power as soon as possible. For that purpose, he's preparing an internal constitution. And in this internal constitution, he will give maximum autonomy and all the substance of the 6 points to the elected representatives. And by doing so, he will establish that the action of the army was directed against lawlessness and against secession and separation. Otherwise, his regime has complete sympathy with the legitimate demands of his Pakistan, the peace of autonomy and decentralization. And that package will also be close enough to the 6 points, but within the context of conflict. And he feels that that would be the rally point also for the Awami League elected members who are moderate to feel that the backing, this is exactly what he wanted. And anything beyond that is not our desire. Any bonding of which the context of our country, they will drag it out. And the moves are already afoot, and the president hopes that he will be able to succeed in getting a sufficient number of people to come forward to work this backing. So this is what he intends to do. The only thing is that he said that this is subject to creating normal conditions in the sense of law and order, which according to him is now almost normal, except in an odd pocket here and there. And secondly, the revival of the civil administration, which had completely ceased to operate, to build up their morale and have a sound infrastructure, which again is working well now. Third will be that he says that there is one problem on which he has no control, and that is the activity of Indians on the border, the infiltrators. He said that if the US can help us in this, in asking them to restrain on this and have these old flights restored, it will be helpful to the situation and will facilitate the process of transfer power, which he intends to carry out. His own feeling is that the 1970, the decade is going to be a very crucial decade for the nation, both in the social field, in the political field, in the economic field. And he feels that Pakistan wants to play a positive role of stability with the assistance and support and understanding and friendship of US and other friends. And he hopes that he will be there to lead your country in your second term again, and then to full support to your own interests. You have done so well in that part of the world, probably more than the president has. He feels that this understanding will be a great positive factor in creating conditions for the stability of Asia in the next decade, in terms of its future, and prevent any rash movement and experiments towards either the social field, or the political field, or the economic field. He's asked me to have longer discussions here in the World Bank, during that, and we hope that we will have their support and we are facing a great crisis, and, but we are determined to do our very best, and hope that we have the support and assistance of USAID and the other organizations internationally. On the Kremlin part, he said that it is free of corruption, but more they need it later. But the major problem is they can sit in the family in spite of food because of the communication system. Yes, the store suit.
Big wheel, low system. And so we had it on. So that this water wheel can be moved and you can have some sort of posters and others intended.
But then they can.
Would you like some tea or coffee?
Which would you prefer if you want?
If you have.
Tea.
And may I have some of those?
What you like.
All right.
The second is that you can, there's also lack of purchasing power in certain areas because of dislocation of non-employment. The ratio between land and population is very unfavorable in Pakistan. And that's why Bucks for Land is greatly important. We already decided to step up Bucks for Land so that the purchasing power is provided.
And that is an American fund?
Yes. On the government funds.
Yes.
Repeat this.
The work scopes
yeah.
are being designed to provide employment opportunities in the
in times of distress.
And it's supposed to be financed from the contractors.
Yes, sir. This is not out of the field. We're in proceeding to sale.
Are we enjoying as much as we can?
I think so. The program has been going for several
years. We are
skeptical. Can we do more? So is that
certainly looking
at what we can do?
We can do it. We are setting it up so that we have, so that people are not starved, even in the presence of food, because of lack of
purchasing power, right? The authority can be used for whatever.
There was some who said also that there should be an international effort of the UN auspices about relief operations. He said we are working out our requirements. But he said that there's plenty of manpower, he'd like to use some manpower. And I think he has it in his mind also. He said that if the army has been forced to take some certain action, he would like to use the army also for the relief operation so that people have the satisfaction that they
have.
So he'd like to use the army for the use of the relief operations. He said in the last time. On that walk 6 miles in the load of bag of rice and distribution. But he will prepare to work any scheme in which the populations can be, the plan can be worked out and the Pakistan and power used on the food side, the medicine side, other side. Not the liquidation of the economy of Pakistan requires some assistance.
And at this point, may I?
Tell
the president that this is where we don't want any kind of voluntary organization, all kinds, of just scream along as they did after the last cyclone and create problems for us, wrong reports and chaos and things like that. This is very important, sir, that you can then say that when it came to killing people and putting down this disorder, it was the Pakistan army given. So now the food is to be got and we have got to take the foreigner comes and does it. But we certainly want to use international organization, some cover, to make it easy for people here to give the changes. I know this is a big problem for here. Congress is demanding it, that we should have international organization help. But we'll take it.
I see the problem.
But with a very...
You said you would like to use the argument that to the relief foundation so that good impressions army and doing his duty, or whatever type it is, if it requires a certain action, it has to do it, if it requires relief from me, it has to carry that out. But we certainly sit down with the human organization to work out any plan. And we are not very rigid here. If any portion of people or expert or type of activity which we can't handle, then we will be
quicker.
Understand.
Because these are the people, sir, one of the few that will not get involved politically. And it's
great, no, sir, that's right.
It's no reality. Yes, that's one of them.
Let me ask you to do this, Mr. Bastard. What people are you seeing here in government? What people are you scheduled to see?
Sir, I have a meeting
suffering of a country like this, in this kind of a conflict, who is the judge? I mean, all these people who sit in their little editorial offices and write this and that and the other thing about it, I'm not the judge. All I will know is that we have a government here, basically, that's what is friendly to us. The president is a good friend. My friend is so nice. Secretary Rogers is the same way. And it's our view to stay out of this. The civil differences may be there. We want to be as much assistance as we can, consistent, of course, with what the law allows us to do. Now, we do have, as the ambassador suggests, there's critics in the Congress, particularly the Senate, who will raise a little hell about this. But we feel that we will be as helpful as we can, having in mind problems. I think the problem with the bank is that it's money.
The normal thing is that there should be special elections.
And the other alternative is that the treaty should continue in some form until the process is ripe again.
Minister, may I come in here? What would you do?
Yes,
if it is not, if President Yahya doesn't succeed and do what he wants to do, what
is
he
bringing down? You know,
what is your alternative?
What we have to do is to tell our critics here and the rest of what's going to happen to Pakistan if your government fails.
It's completely else.
Yes.
So it comes in.
I don't see anything.
The political, economic.
Yeah.
Actually, even takes an East Pakistan. If the,
what would happen there?
If the army shifted to Delhi, there will be a complete collapse of the civil administration, of the machinery of law and order, of economic development, the implementation
massacre.
Actually, the alternative is a complete chaos in national frontiers. And we would like Pakistan to be an element of stability in that area.
Yeah.
And I think any even weak Pakistan can be an area of volatile condition which will lend its entire stability in both the...
What happened in West Bengal last 5 years with all the Indian ability and the great victory that she has won, she is still unable to control 35 million same kind of people in West Bengal.
Oh, they're very volatile
people. But our stability, at least we kept them apart for 23 years. At least we prevented them becoming communists.
Not on the other side.
But now this and that together, 100 million of the maddest people on earth in that particular region, I think she should lose all her sleep at that point. And of course we then will be 1,000 miles away, thanking our stars that there is 1,000 miles between us and the Bengals.
Actually, the two beings being together, relationship is also an element of moderation on both sides. Otherwise, things can be different. This is also an element of stability that moderation and the extreme gets diluted.
What the minister is saying, sir, is that if Mr. Bhutto comes to power in the West, the fact that we have got East Pakistan, 70 million people with these new leaders that are going to be there, as a balance to Mr. Bhutto, will be of use to West Pakistan. And the other way too. Because in the common parliament, it will be composed of both sides. In the national parliament, you'll have West Pakistan, 47%, and 53% will be East Pakistan. Now, if there's going to be extremism amongst the 53 million East Pakistan, it will be much less than Mujibur Rahman's extremism. If it will be less, if it's going to be extremism, then Bhutto can be a moderating influence on that, because they can't get their own way, the East Pakistan extremists. Similarly, West Pakistan, Mr. Bhutto wants to get too radical and go forward. The East Pakistanis are 53%, the moderate elements amongst them will be somewhat. The danger then is that if both extremists join together, then of course they'll run away with the all Pakistan parliament. But that's less likely than the opposite. That's what you need.
Yeah. Well, we know it's about time for all of you. I have a deep personal interest in your country. We don't want to make your problems more difficult, and we hope that to the extent we can in our government, we can make them more easy. And we will find that our views will be as sympathetic as possible. I don't know all the intricacies of the various financial operations that involve the World Bank. I know I understood it pretty tough because of this, what you say, it's the Europeans that are dragging their feet.
They've had a good bit of the same kind of press that we've had.
We feel strongly about that today.
Yes, sir, that's very important.
Very important message to put it out, particularly the Germans and the British. would think that he'll about can be moved by destruction. He's a very realistic call.
And his discretion with Peter Gardner gave me was that they had a meeting of the Indian consortium in Ceylon consortium at the end of last month.
In fact,
that is an impression was that there was interest to cooperate at the government level, interest to help, but also a certain amount of constraints because of the public criticism. And the conclusion, general conclusion was, consensus was, that it would be helpful to operate and give assistance under the umbrella of the bank and the fund rather than bilaterally, which is a little too exposed, that would be the expression of the
U.S. We don't know what can happen. All these countries, of course, now are there are problems because of their monetary flopping around in Europe, but it's all right.
Alec would be helpful, sir. But I'm talking now to Ambassador.
Yes, yes, I'm sure.
I came here, I was Ambassador Neiman.
Sure.
And Sir Alec was the Prime Minister too at that time. He would be helpful is Mr. Heath, who is not so common and conscious, but Sir Alec has got the background, you see.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
And so I think he will be helpful. But right. The most important thing is, unless it's a lead from the U.S.,
very happy to see you. We wish you the very best in your